This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Happened. How long have I been talking about my pillows? I don't know. I don't know how long. I love them. I consider it one of the greatest American inventions ever. Right up there with the airplane and, you know, some of the other great inventions that have done. Love those Wright brothers. There is a book that is being written about Mike Lindell right now, so you'll be able to read both. As a matter of fact, we're at the world headquarters of My Pillow today. Special broadcast of What's on Your Mind. Mike Lindell will join us. He is planning the largest pillow fight in the history of the world. It's going to be in the World Guinness Book of Records. Are you ready, Todd?
Fight. I'm ready.
May 18th, U.S. Bank Stadium, 66,000 pillows handed out free.
Oh, man.
Is that great or what? I love it.
We need to be there.
National Sleep Month is May, and my friend Chris Burke from Point of View just said, I think you were meant to be there today because it's National Sleep Month. And I've certainly slept a lot better as a result of My Pillow. Todd and I love them. And we have so many of our listeners that love them. And Mike Lindell is just a great story. He really is. I'll never forget when he called our program and said that he'd gotten a call from Donald Trump, then a candidate, to come to Trump Tower. And we're like, you're kidding. What's going to be about? I don't know. He just said he wanted to meet me. So he said, can you come on after? Remember that, Todd? And he's on for like a half hour after, and that's how much time he needed to tell us the whole story. It was pretty incredible. And Donald Trump said, I notice you wear a cross. I see in those ads, why do you wear a cross? And they start sharing a faith story, and he said they talked about God for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, the majority of the meeting. And I thought, okay, all right. I'm warming to this Donald Trump guy more and more when I hear stories like that. That was, I don't know, 8 months before the election. When he was in the middle of that primary battle. So, you know, pretty interesting. Anyway, we'll talk to Mike today on the program a couple times. Nick Hall is supposedly in the building, too. Do you know who Nick Hall is, Todd? Do you follow Nick Hall at all?
Mm-mm.
He's a Grand Forks boy. I grew up in Grand Forks. Whenever I see him, actually, I don't know that I've met him. I think he told me by email or interviewed him by the phone one time. I know I've interviewed him at least once, maybe a couple of times. But he says, you know, my dad listens to you all the time, which is another way of saying, you're a lot older than I am, you know. But anyway, I don't mind. I love when dads and grandpas and everybody listens to the program. But Nick Hall is a big faith leader. He's done some really neat things, and he's planning an event with Mike Lindell called Pulse. And so Nick peeked in here in the window when I was chatting earlier. And waved, so looks like he's in the house, too. So we'll get a chance to visit with him as well. But he's a Grand Forks native and now has really become a national faith leader. He's done some amazing things. Did a Washington, D.C., a huge event for kids, like a march on Washington faith-related. So really doing some neat stuff. So anyway, like Nick, like his work, and love it when a North Dakotan goes global. It's kind of cool. So all of that today on the program and whatever else is on your mind today. I wonder if anybody else feels like this right now, so I'm going to share how I felt last night coming down here. I thought, well, I'll catch up on kind of some news, you know. And I'm driving down, left last night about 6:30, 7 o'clock from Fargo, headed for Shakopee for this broadcast today, you know, and whatever, four-hour drive. And I thought I'm just going to catch up on some news. So I'm tuned into, you know, Fox News. And Fox News Sunday replay is on. I caught some of that earlier, but could listen again. And, you know, Mark Levin's show is on, which is really good, by the way. Normally interviews one guest for the whole time. He had two last night. But I found myself wondering, and yes, dare I say worrying, that this whole investigation of Donald Trump in all the swirl that's happening is not going to end well for the president. And I have to say, I don't very often get pessimistic like that, right? I mean, even in a battle and you're watching things happen and, you know, I think Donald Trump has the truth on his side. I think the swamp is out to get him. I think this whole thing has been a witch hunt. I agree with all of that. But how does it end? And do you see a scenario on which it ends well for the President of the United States? Now, what's funny about that is just on Friday, there was a federal judge. And a federal judge basically said, Donald Trump's right. What in the world? You're going after this Paul Manafort guy. You're not after Paul Manafort. You're after Donald Trump. That was a federal judge telling Mueller's henchmen, you guys are bad news. It was just on Friday. And here I am on Sunday night being inundated with news about this. And part of this is that that's just it. We're just being inundated with this. It's just, you know, think of yourself in a boxing match, and even Fox News that would report more fair than most, you know, it's still every little scintilla of this, and Rudy Giuliani said this, and, you know, this judge said that, and, you know, Joe DiGenova says this, and it's just boom, boom. I mean, from the right, from the left, from the right, from the left. Am I making any sense at all right now? Todd, are you scratching your head? Yeah.
No.
It kind of wears you out. And I came to the point where I'm thinking, how does the president come out on top on this? So call me negative Nelly. Call me a little pessimistic. The truth, I believe, is on the president's side. Even a federal judge is acknowledging that on Friday. A good sign. But there's so much coming at him. I'm not sure I see it ending well. Do you agree with that assessment? Or do you have a more optimistic view of how this ends? Just tell me how you think it ends. How does this story end? And if you'd like to avoid getting a little worrisome, pessimistic like yours truly here, shut the television off. Because it's just insane. It's just insane. My telephone number, 800-228-0550. That's how you talk to us. And what's on your mind? Tell us what you think. 701-258-0550. You tell me how the story ends. You could text us, too, but we love your calls. 258-0550. To text Todd, 226-8503. To text me, 367-2054. Chris, it says you're on the road. Where are you, Chris? Where are you driving right now?
Between Dickinson and Medora.
Oh, you're a lucky dude. What's on your mind?
Yes. Just telling about the Trump investigation. I'm hoping for the best, expecting the worst. But if you look at what's happened to the swamp so far to date, you look at Comey, McCabe, the stuff coming out about Clapper, Brennan, Gates, Page, Weissman, all that. I definitely think God is on Trump's side. But I think the midterm elections are going to have a lot to do with the direction this investigation goes. If the Republicans take it like I think they will, I think that's going to pretty much tell Mueller which way the investigation is going to work out for him.
Everything you mentioned, Chris, is right. And if we put it all on a piece of paper and said there's that one and there's this one and here's what happened there and these two texting each other and look what happened here and, you know, Comey getting called out. Now, we could put it all out on a big, giant conference table like the one I'm sitting at here at MyPillow World Headquarters. And I'd say, Chris, you're right. You're absolutely right. But I just don't have a good gut feeling because despite all of that, despite the truth being with him, none of it matters. They just keep throwing more stuff at him. I mean,
yeah, and they're going to continue to do it too throughout his presidency. But I mean, I think the American people are smart enough to see what's really going on and figure it out. So, but I'll hang up and listen to more. Thank you.
All right, Chris. Thank you. Chris has given me a little optimism there. Rick in Bismarck, how does this movie end?
What I'm thinking is that if the elections that are coming up in all the states to replace representatives and senators goes the Republican way, this will all go away. If it goes the Democrat way, it's going to be increased and upped until they can basically cloud everything over. I think President Trump has been setting a high standard, and he's been calling people out and making them stand up and be accountable, and it scares the bejesus out of all those people that have been pulling stuff on America for years.
So how does it end?
I believe that, like I say, President Trump will continue if the Republicans are voted in. If the Democrats fill in, then President Trump will probably end up getting pushed out.
So you're saying you can't answer the question until the November election.
That's correct.
The midterms are determined. By the way, the president said a version of that this weekend. I forget where he was at, Ohio. Said a version of that. That's basically, that you're going to determine whether or not, you know, we survive or not. I almost see that as, you know, sort of a separate question. I take your point. When I say how does it end, I'm talking about what Mueller's trying to accomplish, what the swamp is trying to accomplish. Now, separately politically, I agree with you 100%. That's why Trump voters better understand this is their battle. They got to get out there and go. More coming up. Thanks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Enemy. He's done this to himself. By the way, that Michael Cohen has ties to the Lucchese crime family. Read his dossier. It's appalling. Tell it the way it is. Well, I would call you finally waking up to reality. I've been kind of saying this, and yes, I've sounded pessimistic when I do call, but it's still the reality.
And it's sad because we're up against such ignorance and then stupidity, apathetic ignorance, that chooses to remain that way.
Question this morning. I really see Donald playing Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, rope-a-dope, letting them punch away, punch away, punch away, exposing themselves, weakening any ethics or authority that the media has left, continuing to drain them down to nothing, and then he's going to conquer in the end. And, yes, I think it was good that Mark Levin, with his foundation, went to that federal judge and forced the issue of what's really going on. They're trying to get Manafort as a means to get a hold of Trump. Thank you.
Love it. Great feedback from our fine listeners. Good variety of topics. And I love the Cassius Clay analogy there as well. It's a good one. Very nice. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at UMary. Do you know classes begin every 5 weeks in their master's degree in nursing program? Part-time, full-time options from the University of Mary. Earning that master's degree in nursing, smart choice. Caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do. The Master's of Science in Nursing degree is now offered at the University of Mary for about $15,000. That's a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs, which can run as much as $8,000 higher. So it's a good deal. And, of course, right now, the key to rising in your profession, if you're a nurse, is that advanced degree. National Nursing Organization is calling for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Let's go to Mandan, North Dakota, for some more commentary here on the program at 258-0550. Susan, tell me what's on your mind.
Hi. I guess what's on my mind is with this whole Trump and Mueller thing, let Mueller do what he was chosen to do by our Congress, which is Republican controlled, and by our DOJ, which is Republican controlled, as far as it's an appointed position by the president. Let them do what they need to do. And Trump, if he has nothing to hide, he should get out there and tell it. But what I have found is very amazing to me as a Christian, people that come in and say that God has chosen Trump. No, God does not choose our elected leaders. We as people vote them in. And God allows the devil in the world. He allows good people in the world. And I'm tired of people saying that this is a godly man or chosen by God. He is so immoral. Who? I mean, he is immoral. He is an immoral person.
Well, how are you able to judge that? I mean, first of all, I understand that you don't care for people, suggesting that he has been chosen. Okay, you're saying that you disagree with that. That's fine.
Yes.
That's your way. But to then turn around and saying it's not that, but it's this because he's immoral. Now you're being the judge.
Well, he's immoral. If we go by biblical scriptures, we have an adulteress, and we also have it also says in choosing your leaders, we are to look at how his family has been raised up, and looked at how he leads his family. And by cheating on his wife, and more than one wife cheating on, more than one wife.
Well, again, you don't know. You don't know. You're assuming details are you know, that we don't know that, number one. Number two.
He married Melania. He was in an affair. He was Ivanka. He was in an affair with her. He wasn't even out of his other marriage.
Yeah, I you know. To me,
there's no doubt about it that he cheated on his wife.
Well,
You end the marriage with divorce.
You're going back to his time prior to being president, though.
It doesn't matter.
So in other words, you believe when someone does something that is immoral, they are forever done. They are worthy of nothing. They can do nothing.
No, but he has not. He has not shown a change in behavior.
How do you know that? I mean, the guy I'm going to talk to today is
because what comes out of his mouth.
So
it's
what?
His mouth and his heart is not aligned.
What comes out of his mouth that is immoral in your view?
The way he talks about women, the way he talks about the disabled.
I have not heard him say anything about women or the disabled that would cause me to pause whatsoever. What are you talking about that I've missed?
Well, he has said derogatory remarks in speeches. He has.
I think you've heard other people saying he says things that he doesn't say.
I watched tape, and actually, even in the pro-life thing, it really, really bugged me when he said that women are giving birth. I think he meant to say abortion, but any person with any kind of sense of honorability would come out and correct their statement. If he meant to say abortion, but all women give birth at 9 months. He said that in a speech at a pro-life thing, and I am pro-life. If you're going to be talking to a pro-life crowd,
here's the only thing I would suggest in the way of a little comparison. History is filled with people who have seen the error of their ways and turn around. And the Bible is full of them.
But you also look at the fruit of their spirit. What are the fruits of the spirit? It's patience, kindness. And he is belligerent. He comes out arrogant.
I think if you talk to people that are with the president, they will tell you that that's not the case.
That's not how he's coming across in public speeches.
Those
are recordings that are made. Doesn't matter if the media is making them or not. Those are not excerpts. If you listen to his speeches that he's making to the public, he's showing a face that is not authentic.
He's a fighter. There's no doubt about that. He's a fighter, and I could see where that would turn some people off, but I don't think that makes him immoral.
I don't mind if you're fighting for the right things, but what he comes across is
yeah. Well, he fights for the right things for me. Fights for the right things for me every single day. I mean, I hear him and I say, finally, somebody's willing to take some of these things on. So, I mean, but either way, I don't think it makes him immoral. I think you
take those things on in a different manner. And Jesus took on things in his day.
Right.
He
you know, got a little mad, tipped over the tables of the vendors in the famous parable at the
right. But
yeah,
his
he was mad.
And his sermons from what we've gotten in the Bible are not like what Trump.
I just think it's dangerous
Trump
business for any of us.
Himself.
I think it's dangerous business for any of us to say that's a good one, that's a bad one, that's a good one, that's a bad one.
Well,
I don't think it is a
dangerous business, and we're getting into politics. Republicans and Democrats have done that all along. They always diss the other side.
Well, true. I mean, that's politics. That's part of that. But I think you went a little further than that by suggesting that he was immoral and not fit to lead. So, anyway, we'll continue this conversation on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello World Headquarters on What's on Your Mind, and the comments from Susan have prompted quite a discussion from folks who want to talk about it. Rick and Holly and Elmer and Avon, Minnesota, and Ron and Tolna and Larry and Bismarck and Arthur in Tucson, Arizona, probably listening on the app. We appreciate that very much. I also thought it might be appropriate to have our next guest talk a little bit about it because he's actually met the President of the United States, and I remember him telling us a little bit about that first meeting at Trump Tower and how it surprised him a little bit. And he's also, of course, the CEO and the inventor of one of the world's greatest products, MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Hello, sir.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
I'm better now that we're here with you. Thank you.
Yes, I just got in. I've been busy. I'm back from Israel. I was gone for a month at Israel and out of state doing a part in a movie and a prayer breakfasts and prayer day. And it's great to have you here at my plant.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're going to do a little Facebook Live tour a bit later.
Oh, that's awesome.
So see the crew.
Yeah.
They sound like they're having a good time today. You got happy employees.
Oh, yeah. We always have happy employees. 1,600 employees, and we're like a big family. Yeah, we really are.
That's fantastic.
Every one of them gets a pillow when they come to work. And when they first come to work here, and then they go, wow, then they get it. They go, wow, this is, every pillow that comes off that assembly line is going to help someone else just like it helped them.
And one of the crew earlier asked me to ask you whether or not they get to take naps.
Well, they don't even need naps because it's quality sleep at night.
Oh, see,
quality.
Yeah.
You know?
Why do you need a nap?
Why do you need a nap
when you got my pillow?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So
yeah.
I remember a story you telling me about the first time that you'd met the president. He'd asked to meet you. You go to Trump Tower.
Right.
He talks about he sees you wearing the cross in the ads, and he wants to ask you why, and you end up talking about faith the whole time. Right.
Right. Well, we talked about God, the inner cities. We talked about what he was going to do in this country with the jobs. He was so proud of MyPillow when we talked about that. And he reached out to me. I was not into politics at all. I was an ex-crack cocaine addict. I didn't have time to follow politics. But after I met him, it was about 40 minutes, and as everybody knows, I went all in. This man is amazing. And then I talked to his employees too. I talked to his employees. Every one of his employees has, it's like talking to one of mine today when you're going to talk to mine. They go, this guy, what a heart he's got to help people. He's, everything people perceive him at. I mean, you meet him one-on-one. He's the most amazing, down-to-earth, honest, integrity. He wants to get it done. His passion to help is just out. He doesn't have to. All the attacks and stuff on him. He never had to do this. He does it because he really cares about this country and about people. And it's gonna be amazing.
So Susan and Mandan called and said he's immoral.
Yeah, absolutely not. You know what? You know what I tell people? When I went, I ended up at the third debate. Let me tell you this. I ended up at the third debate, and in the spin room, it was me, the vice president at that time, he was Governor Pence, and one other guy, and everyone else, all the surrogates had left, and all the media was all the way around it. And this one, I'm not going to say the name of the station, it was a big cable station, sticks their microphone in my face and says, "Mike, you always wear your cross on. What do you think about 11 years ago, those sex tapes or whatever?" And I go, "You know what?" I said, "I was a crack cocaine addict for, a cocaine addict for 20 years and a crack cocaine addict for 10 years. And I said, on January 16, 2009, by the grace of God, I quit everything overnight. And I was in this amazing transformation. And, I said, when I met, and I told him at that time, I said, 2 months ago, I met the president, or elect at that time, I met Mr. Trump, and I said, that man I met is not 11 years ago. This guy is in an amazing transformation where his heart is and what he has on his, what his agenda is absolutely amazing. And I put all my credibility onto him. And then I even told that media, I said, "Do you know Phil Robertson read him the gospel?" And she pulled her microphone back and said, "Never mind." They didn't want to hear the truth. They didn't want to hear the truth. And I tell anyone out there that badmouths him, I've met him. Have you? I've met him. I know his heart. I've talked many times. I know his family, the people he surrounds himself with. He's always with evangelist Paula White, all these different evangelists that he surrounds himself. He's a very godly man, and the person that was back then, everybody's got a pass. Get over it. I'm sorry. You want a guy that leads this country right and is doing the most amazing changes ever made in this country's history, and you talk about immoral, he's going to put us back on a moral path we've never been on before in a lot of years.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, I think that's a case of people just sort of being in the moment and whatever. Their political views are crowding out little reality, because it's never too late to do the right thing. And as you say,
absolutely.
I don't know what it is with the left. It kind of is the thing of the left. They want to just say, claim you're a hypocrite, and if you've ever done anything bad, then you're forever bad. And,
There's a thing, when I get attacked at my pillow, I get attacked all the time. It's boycott this. I think there was a thing on one of the stations, Fox, with Lori Ingram, and everyone's going, my pillow, why, you need to boycott them and whatever. I'm going, I advertise on hundreds and hundreds of stations. I'm not going to sit and buy every single thing out there and listen to someone else. And then I tell them, I'll say, "Well, why don't you call?" These are all these bots and trolls on they're not even real people. And I'll say, "It's funny how you don't call me up and let's talk about it. You want to talk to me? I'll put on there," and they're not even a real person. It's this small voice that's going out there trying to wreck it for everyone, this amazing path we're on now. And people say, "Oh, this nation is divided." It's not going to be divided. It's going to be united as you see more and more great things getting done with the inner cities. I just talked to Vice President here in Minnesota about a month ago, and for 40 minutes, we're talking about all the amazing things we're going to be doing with the inner cities and the drug addiction. My platform that the president I talked about way back when I first met him, and all these things where people the lies we've been getting for 50 years and, for years and years and years. Oh, yeah, just to get votes and just to get in office. President Trump didn't do that. He said, "Here's what I'm going to do. Here's who I am. You love it," and he got voted in. He's voted in. Let's see. And he said the amazing things are getting done, and people are going to go, "Well, you know what? I don't particularly. Maybe there's something about him I don't like about his past." Well, but you know what? Look what he's getting done, And would you rather have someone that's this perfect, if there is that person out there? I think there was only person free to sin, Jesus Christ. And I said, if you find the perfect person out there that comes in and is going to, but doesn't get anything done, it just doesn't make sense to me, the stuff we hear about every day out there.
You mentioned the Laura Ingraham controversy. My understanding is after you stuck by Laura Ingraham and kept advertising when others were pulling off, that her viewers and listeners started buying in big numbers to say, "Thank you, MyPillow."
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And this started out, with false news saying that MyPillow was going to take their ads down. And I said, and I put out a tweet, I said, "No, we're not, I'm never taking my ads down." So they put out a fake news, so if my pillow goes down, they all would, I know how that works. So then I'm up 30-35%, the sales just keep coming, they go, And I, you know, I've doubled down. I put down, I put two ads out there the 1 week, and they go on Twitter. They put, "Don't boycott my pillow. He'll just double down."
Exactly right.
Which I did.
You know. Well, things are going great. It's so fun to see the growth and how you're doing. What where is this going?
Well, we've got 1,600 employees now, and you're just in one of my factories. I have two over here in Shakopee, Minnesota, and we've sold over 41 million pillows now. But more importantly, this platform is for much bigger thing. And I've got a recovery network. I got my book coming out. It's called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. You read the book. By the time you read the book, if you don't believe in God, you ought to reread it. I've been doing speaking. I just came back from Israel. I did some prayer breakfast, prayer things, talking about Jesus. The pillow's always been just a platform for a much bigger thing, but I have other products coming out that are going to change the world. If I get behind things that either, if they're going to help you physically, spiritually, or, mentally, whatever, they got to help you. Otherwise, it's not about just making the money. I mean, you know, making money. I mean, I want to keep my employees employed, but I also want to help people. My passion is to help people. And my being an ex-crack cocaine addict, this recovery network that we're starting, in fact, they're here this afternoon, my partner, I co-founded this, and imagine an addict, he puts in a website and an app where he puts in, he's a 22-year-old, puts in his age and what he's addicted to, and all these stories of hope come down in his area. Mm-hmm. People that have made it through, like myself, and you hear these stories of hope, those plant seeds, and now we tell them where to get help over here, and then we're going to have paid mentors that I'm paying that are going to mentor them when they get out of those places. Mentoring helps you, actually helps yourself too, being a mentor. And we're going to beat this opiate addiction. That's one of my biggest things I have coming down that's going to happen this year, and I'm working working very hard on that. And then my foundation, just giving back, but giving back in the biggest way in history.
What gave you hope? What was the difference that
What gave me hope? Let me tell you, there were different things in 2009, but one of the things that for me, and this is very similar to my recovery network, And I was very incorrigible. You know, I'd tell people about, I'd be telling about the Bible and we should quit these drugs. And the next day they would quit. And I'd be going, what did I say? You know, well, in January, in December of 2008, December of 2008, I quit on January 16, 2009. But a friend of mine came to me. His name is Dick. And you'll probably meet him today out there, but he works for me now, but he came to me and he was my equal. We both started cocaine in 1983. We both switched to crack in the early 2000s, but he had been clean for 3 years. Okay. And out of the blue, he came to me. I'm all down and out this house and out in Carver, Minnesota. And he came out there out of the blue. I hadn't seen him a year. And I said, he says, I got in prayer. I said to come here, Mike, what's going on? And I said, well, Dick, I said, as long as you're here, I got some questions for you. And at first I said, is it boring? You know, what I'm saying by this is he gave me hope because he was, you know, wow, he's been clean for 3 years and he was my equal. I always thought, well, I did more drugs than anybody or my situation's different. But he was the closer you can get to somebody's similarity, almost like a match.com, the closer you get with an addict to your hope, you know, that you resonate more with them and you're going, you listen more. You're going, well, if it worked for him, it should work for me. And that was one of the seeds that was planted for me that gave me some hope there.
And what you're trying to do is do that on a wider level.
On a huge level. I mean, we all know stories of people that have died, and we also know stories of people that have made it through, and you need to go to them. But I'm going to be doing it in a big way. We're already gathering these stories now. I want to get like a 250,000 of them. I'm going to get, you know, and we're going to do it very fast. I'm very used to scaling fast.
Of course you are.
Yesterday. We're getting it done yesterday. Is it done yet? I mean,
that's so awesome. Well, we love being part of the MyPillow team. We love talking about it. It is among the greatest products ever. It is, and you're going to come back a little later and chat with us. Look forward to it coming up a little bit. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
The man that made the greatest pillow ever, MyPillow's Mike Lindell, with us on What's on Your Mind. All right, we'll get to those calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individual, Michael Lindell, I'll tell you what. Somebody could sell 41 million pillows and count their money and sit on the beach and, you know, just enjoy life. But no, he's working on giving back and recovery networks and everything else. Pretty amazing story. We're back on What's On Your Mind. We're live from the world headquarters of MyPillow today, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. And Susan and Mandan caused a little bit of a stir, didn't she, Todd, with her comments. And I thought Mike actually addressed it well. I see others want to do that as well, so we'll give you a chance to do it. Brought to you today by High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks who know spray application. 'Tis the season. Gosh, it's fun to see all kinds of activity going on in the fields all across the Northern Plains. So remember, nobody knows spray application like the folks in High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application, precision farming equipment, they're here for you, including those Apache self-propelled sprayers. Mandan, Frontier south of Fargo, or online at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. All right, Larry and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Larry?
Yeah, Paulie, I'm here. I didn't hear you. You hear the name. I want to comment on the church lady and just want to remind her that David was immoral, yet God chose him as king. So I think that's a pretty good example to use in this case, and she needs to get more familiar with Scripture and not be so religious and judgmental. That's all I have. Have a good day.
Yeah, do a little research on David's antics on that resume and compare that to Donald Trump. It's an interesting point. And he was one of the individuals I was thinking of when I told her the Bible and history were full of stories of examples. But Rick and Holly, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott.
Hi there.
I was just, I think this last caller just stole some of my thunder because I was going to mention David. But I'm looking at Romans chapter 13, verse 1, where it says, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. So every president we've had from Washington on has been established by God, and that includes Bill Clinton. That includes Richard Nixon. That includes Barack Obama. That includes Ronald Reagan. That includes everyone we've ever had. So I just wanted to remind Susan that she should read Paul's letter to the Romans, because he was pretty smart.
And Paul's story is rather interesting because, you know, his mark was to kill a lot of Christians. That was his, took up the majority of his life, right?
Well, the whole Bible, I've preached on this verse many times, but the whole Bible from beginning to end is on redemption. It's a list all through Scripture of people who have, would not be eligible for salvation, but God has made them eligible for salvation through Christ.
Very well said, Rick. Thank you for that very much. Appreciate your call. I honestly believe that, you know, when people judge you or look down on you or try to make you feel unworthy because of things you've done in your past, that is very successful a lot of the times. It has people have then a self-worth that is you know, less than. And it can ruin lives. It can ruin lives. Yet, in my mind, it's totally 100% the work of the dark side. It's the devil. The devil wants you to think you're a piece of garbage. You're not a good enough dad. You're not a good enough mom. You're not a good enough son. You're not a good enough employee. You're not a good enough salesperson. Not a good enough, you know, when you hear that in your ear, that isn't from a good place. That's from a bad place. And, you know, that's the beauty of, you know, Michael Lindell's story, what he came from, you know. But there's zillions of stories like that. That's why I love the idea of what he's doing in this recovery network, to give stories of hope and connect it with stories of hope that are a little closer to, you know, your own particular story. Let's go to Watford City and Elaine. What's on your mind, Elaine?
Comment about Susan's comment, and firstly I want to say that Scripture says God appoints leaders for times and seasons, and that includes Donald Trump, that includes Barack Obama, and that we are to pray for our leaders, and I am one of the many millions, I'm sure, that is guilty of not praying for Barack Obama, whether we like him or not. And with that being said, I also think that Donald Trump perhaps is maybe the most praised for president in history. That's what I'm seeing. He was not my first choice. Ben Carson was. But where we are now, I'm happy with what he has done. He's surrounded by godly people. And I believe America's praying for him.
I think you're right. I'm aware of, you know, all kinds of prayer efforts that happened during the campaign and on election night and everything else that were, like, well-organized and big in numbers. And if you look at what happened, like, if you were to just back up and write the story, and for me to tell you the story 2 years before it happened, here's the deal, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, you'd say, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. There's no way that could happen, and it did. Now, did it just happen? I guess that's one view. It's not mine. And it never will be. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and thank you.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.